nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. And for those of you that listen very often, you've figured it out by now. I am neither Dr. Gene or Bill Lako or Ted Parrish. It's Troy Harmon. I'm the director of research, and this is an all-research show. We even got our intern on today. But first of all, let me introduce you to Mark Bendinelli, who is a chartered financial analyst, charter holder.
Something like that.
Something like that, our senior research analyst. And we have Mark. Who is that? Nick Antonucci.
You can call me Mark.
I won't call you what they were calling you downstairs a few minutes ago.
I appreciate that.
Anyway, Nick is a research analyst, does a great job, does a lot of our bond work. So if you're familiar with the company and you've had bonds bought, he probably did most of the work for you.
It's not my fault the yields are low.
Yeah, don't blame it on him. And the intern that I mentioned earlier, we have Will the Thrill.
I like that name.
Yeah, that's, we'll just leave it there.
Sounds good.
All right, so what'd the market do this week, guys?
Good times.
Good
Despite
times.
The bad economic news at the beginning of the week, we've had a good week so far. We're up about 1.25% as of the recording.
And 10%, over 10% up for the year so far.
That's good stuff.
No complaints there.
Yeah, no, not
Especially
at all.
Especially coming off a big year like last year.
Yep. We had a whole lot of information come out this week. We know we don't have very much inflation, I guess.
Oh, no, not at all. And we saw producer price index and the consumer price index. Producer price, basically, that's what companies are paying for commodities and for their wholesale goods and production. And it was unchanged and actually decelerated for a second straight month. And it's not necessarily a good thing. We talk about it all the time. Inflation is actually very good for the economy because it means people are not going to be holding back and not purchasing, waiting for lower prices.
And this is actually the first time in 4 years that CPI, core CPI, was flat. So that strips out food and energy.
Right. Yep. We also had some news from the FOMC, and that inflation or lack thereof is probably impacting that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much the Fed did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They said they're going to cut their quantitative easing purchases by another $10 billion, which lines them up to pretty much end the program next meeting, which is in October. So they got $15 billion a month that they're buying in bonds right now. And they did not change the language of their statement. The big thing was, are they going to say they're going to keep rates low for a quote-unquote considerable time? And they didn't change the language. So basically, we don't know when they're going to raise rates. They're just kind of, it's up in the air depending on economic conditions.
Yeah, I know I was a bit perplexed by the market movement right around that time. We saw the stock market spike up or yields rise.
Yep.
It just went crazy for a second. And everything that they said was what we were expecting.
Right. So why does the market move when the Fed comes out and says exactly what they've been saying for months? There's no change. There's
right.
no surprise. You know, it's what everyone anticipated. So really, what drives the market? And you usually see within the next few minutes that correction move right back to where you were before the announcement was made.
And that's the way it happened this week, too.
And then what have we seen with rates this week since that meeting?
Rates are creeping up. You see pretty much across the board, 2 through 30 year actually. And the 10-year is actually up 25 basis points just this month alone.
Yeah. I think the 30-year is up about 25
as well, yeah.
Yeah. We had a few other things too. Industrial production we saw last Monday said it fell unexpectedly in August, declined by a tenth of a percent, so you know it's not huge, but we also expect that it's probably a lot of it related to automobile manufacturing, right?
Yeah, they said that's been strong for a long time, so it kind of is a reversal of the trend.
Right.
But the overall trend outside of autos was not exactly great. Factory output rose just 0.1% in July and August, so
right.
not exactly great news there.
Yeah.
Back to rates rising, we also saw mortgage rates tick up, and the MBA mortgage application survey was up for the week, which is a little bit surprising considering you did see an uptick in mortgage rates.
But, yeah, that's a huge rebound from last week as well. It looked ugly. Nobody was out looking for a home or getting
yeah.
a refi.
Yeah, refinances and new purchases both up.
It's because right. they're on vacation. It was
that's
Labor
exactly
Day.
That.
They're wrapping up the rest
nope.
of their summer.
Exactly. Yeah, these things do actually have an impact. But we're glad to see that it rebounded for sure. And then we saw some information on jobless claims. Looks as if they're a little bit choppier than normal, and that, too, has been being related to the Labor Day holiday.
Yeah, any of these week-to-week reports right now, it's all going to get influenced heavily by a short holiday week when people are not going to be filing for unemployment benefits because they're unemployed and they're going to go on vacation at this point for Labor
yeah.
Day.
Following this right now, that's what, the lowest yeah. level since 2007? Isn't that what we heard this morning? Jobless claims
yeah.
are at the lowest
right.
level since 2007,
yeah, and really, this is a week-to-week information,
mm-hmm.
so it does have a lot more, it's a lot choppier than a longer-term figure. So we saw continuing claims fell 63,000, and the insured unemployment rate fell from 1.9 to 1.8. So the longer-term information is actually what's better to look at there.
Exactly, and that's what we saw the really good news at, too.
Yeah. We also saw some housing starts that slowed a little bit. We've got some news on corporate earnings that might give you a little bit more information in that. But housing starts increased sharply in July and then slowed down, in the most recent month. And it's really still looks pretty good, 8% higher compared to August 2013. So year over year, it just still looks pretty attractive, I guess.
Yeah, this is the old economist two-hand thing. What we see, a slowdown in permits, but completions were up. So it's like on one hand, it's good. On the other hand, it's kind of bad.
Yep.
But then
yep.
we did see Lennar, one of America's largest home builders, came out with earnings this week.
Yep.
And their profit was up nearly 50%, helped by higher prices and deliveries. And their revenue was up about 25%. And we saw deliveries up 9%, home sales prices up 14%. That's great news for a home builder and for pretty much anybody who owns a home, because those prices are going to reflect in everybody's values of their home.
Right,
their home
right,
equity
yes. I was surprised to see the average price of the homes that they're building at $333,000.
Yeah.
That's a little bigger than I expected.
Exactly. We're all getting back into those McMansions again,
that's
I think.
Right. Let's go bigger. Don't buy a home, I guess, is the way you say that, huh?
Right. FedEx also had some earnings come out this week, had better than expected numbers. Profits were up 24%. Revenue was up as well, beat analyst expectations. And you really saw the most growth come from e-commerce, which, just continues to show the growth and the shift towards more people shopping online.
Thank
it's really
you,
helping
Amazon.
Out the, yeah, the
right.
FedExes and UPSs of the world.
Yep. Rates increase coming around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not so bad news for FedEx. We also saw General Mills had a lot going on in their reports. They're doing a lot of reorganization, trying to get cut costs.
Yeah.
Overall, the news was not the best. We had a 61-cent earnings after all extraordinary items. The analyst expected 67, so it was a miss. And they were talking about how the Latin American market is actually their strength right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of a portion of their sales are from Latin America.
Right.
They've been struggling with that whole people not really eating cereal as much recently.
Right.
They've either gone out and gotten like a breakfast sandwich somewhere, or they're doing it at home, making
mm-hmm.
a breakfast sandwich, because for whatever reason, people don't feel breakfast is the most important meal of the day anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. We also saw Cracker Barrel came out with some earnings, had $1.63 a share, which was up from the previous earnings from last year. But overall, we didn't the market didn't like the news. It
yeah,
was
it's
down
their
about
outlook
2%.
Looking
yeah.
forward. It wasn't quite what the street had expected, so
yep.
shares down a little bit on that news.
Yep. Well, guys, I tell you what, we're a show that takes a lot of questions. We like to answer your questions. If you need to reach us, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's D-R-G-E-N-E at H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. Or you can call us at 770-429-9166. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.